Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 90 on November 30th, 2019. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Clovis Oncology, Macy's, and the U.S. Natural Gas ETF. And we discuss three new trades on Aurinia Pharmaceuticals, Wynn Resorts, and the Gold Trust ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. Now, I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit the website and click on the videos tab to watch those videos, or visit our YouTube channel for the weekly option. Now, the U.S. equity markets had another strong week, pushing for new all-time highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average grew 175 points week over week to close at 28,051 points. The S&P 500 Index gained 30 points this week, finishing at 3,140 points. Now, we'll dive into the topic of the week, and the topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. If you want to learn to trade options without any calculus and confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. So the topic this week is selling puts. Now, part of what makes me want to have this conversation is a simple question. What should you invest in when the markets are at all-time highs and making new ones, apparently? One of my constant goals is to bring in as much income as possible, as often as possible. And I definitely have a bias towards selling, a trading bias towards selling more than actually buying options. So it's tough to justify buying all-time highs. But we all know that if you don't buy all-time highs, then you will not be invested when the next set of all-time highs happen. So what is a position that I can use to take a long position in the market while also receiving cash today? Hence, I mentioned it just a moment ago. That's right, it's selling puts. And when you selling a put option is actually a long position. We hear the word put and we automatically think, you know, short, you know, benefits when the market goes lower. But selling a put option is like multiplying a negative times a negative, it yields a positive. So when we sell a put option, we actually receive money up front, right? Because we sold the option. And if the market falls and someone exercises that put option that you sold them, then what happens is you're actually forced to purchase stock at the strike price of the put. So it's a great way to collect low-risk money while the markets are screeching higher. And it's also a great way to buy stock at a discount if you truly intend to buy the shares. Not only that, but you get to get paid for the possibility of buying stock at a discount. So if you're looking for a way to play these all-time high markets and you understand the risk inherent in selling an option, you might consider selling puts. And, you know, the emphasis here, once again, and always when it comes to trading, and it's not just trading options, but if you're trading stock, if you're trading futures, whatever it is, if you're trading bonds, ETFs, whatever it is that you're trading, make sure that you understand the risk of the positions that you're getting involved in, right? There have been a number of investments that I've been courted for over the years, whether it was wholesaling, real estate, or land. Certainly, you know, making direct investments into various assets that had been mothballed, meaning they'd been put out of service, but people were looking to get them reengaged. You always have to know the risk. And never, ever, ever invest more money than you can afford to lose. Now, we all know this, right? We know that inherently. And what ends up happening is that something comes along and tickles our fancy. And suddenly we say things like, oh, it's different this time. If you ever catch yourself saying it's different this time, chances are you're about to get run over, right? So that's sort of an aside, but I have very strong beliefs about risk and understanding risk. As a trader, your one job is to manage risk. It's not to make money. It's not to gamble on the market. It's to manage risk. So that's it. Selling puts is a great way to make money. I actually have told the story before about a buddy of mine who decided to short Tesla years ago, and the market just continued to go in his face, and he refused to buy it back. So what he was doing the whole time as the market went higher is he just kept selling puts and selling put options and selling put options. Finally got to the point where he collected, you know, option premium 6 months in a row, and it offset the losses he had taken on the stock. And so when he got back to even, he actually walked away. If he hadn't done that, he would have lost several thousand dollars, a lot of money being wrong. But instead, he understood the risk that were inherent in selling that put, and he was able to sustain income while his short position was losing money, because at the time, Tesla was making all-time highs. So that's it for this week's topic of the week. If you guys ever have any questions about the topic of the week, or if there's something specifically that you'd like for me to focus on and maybe discuss for the topic of the week, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. Or just go to our website, click on the contact page, fill that out, and that'll email me as well. So let's go ahead and get into the trade review for last week. We'll start off as usual with our cover call. We looked at Clovis Oncology, symbol C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, V as in Victor, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was trading for $8.66, and we looked at buying that stock and selling the December 9 call at 75 cents, hoping for a 12.59% return in 1 week. Actually, it wasn't in 1 week. We were hoping for it in 4 weeks. I may have just sort of let the cat out of the bag, but shares of Clovis Oncology actually gained $6.27 per share this week, ending at $14.93 per share. And let me take a step back. If there's a possibility of a stock that you're trading, you see it going up 75% in a matter of 5 days, don't play it in options. Take the stock, because options will typically give you a partial amount of the profit. But I obviously did not see this stock, 75% gain in 1 week. But that being said, the December 9 call option that we sold is now deep in the money. So all we do at this point is simply wait for that call option to be exercised, which will remove the shares of stock at a price of $9 per share. That's the strike price on the call. And all in all, this trade achieved the maximum goal of 12.5% in 1 week. That's what we were hoping for in 4 weeks. So this was a good trade, but I'll tell you, being able to make that $6 on the stock would have been pretty sweet. But I don't like back trading. You only can trade into the future. Otherwise, we'd all be billionaires. So let's take a look at the credit spread. Last week, we looked at Macy's, symbol M as in Mike. At the time, the stock was trading for $15.43 per share. We looked at selling the 15.5/16 call spread at 17 cents, which could lead to a maximum loss of 33 cents per spread. So shares of Macy's inched 11 cents lower, closing at $15.32 per share this week. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is still out of the money, and if you were to cross the bid-ask spread to close this trade, you would end up locking in a loss of a penny, because you sold it for 17 cents. You would have to buy it back at 18 cents. Now, if you were to sell more, if you were to try to add on to the position, you would only be able to sell it at 14 cents per spread. So that's actually 3 cents less than last week. So while you can't capture any profit right now by exiting the trade early, the spread price is moving in the right direction. So we haven't passed the break-even point for this trade. I would definitely look at holding onto this trade for a better profit opportunity if this stock keeps trickling higher. I'm sorry, trickling lower. I'm all screwed up today. Yes, Macy's fell, but we are short a call spread, and that is the direction we want it to go. And if stock continues to go lower, we will end up making more immediate money on the spread and might end up being in a situation where it just makes sense to close the trade early and lock in a profit. Now, our next trade was the debit spread, and this was not a profitable trade thus far at all, but we looked at the U.S. natural gas ETF, symbol U as in uniform, N as in November, G as in golf. At the time, the stock was trading for $20.73 per share, and I looked at buying that December 20, 20 and a half call spread, paying 31 cents for the spread, and that can create a maximum gain of 19 cents or 61.29% return in 4 weeks. Well, the UNG ETF fell $2.90 per share, closing at $17.83. The in-the-money call spread we bought is far out of the money now. So you can sell this spread back and actually lock. You could collect 5 cents, a whole 5 cents, which will lock in a 26 cents loss. And I'm not a big fan of that. We actually traded down to a recent bottom. If you look at the stock chart for UNG, it's sort of a double bottom. And that actually leads me to believe that we are trading in a sideways pattern. If that's the case, the coming days should lead to this ETF picking up and moving higher. So your only risk in this trade at this point is losing another 5 cents. So I would simply say stay in. If the market if the market comes back, this spread is going to gain a lot of its previous value and possibly push back to being in the money. So if you didn't exit the trade before the break-even price, then there's no rush now. I mean, if you sell put spreads lower and the stock keeps falling, you're going to lose more money. If you sell call spreads and the stock started to return to its previous prices, just in case that sideways channel notion is true, then you lose money on the new spreads too. So in this scenario, given what I see in the stock chart and kind of where the option is priced, I just say wait it out. Waiting is sometimes the most prudent thing that you can do rather than making a quick decision to lock in a loss and move forward. So that's it for last week's trades. That's our trade review for the week. And the only thing left is to talk about some new trades for the week. So, of course, we are 3 weeks now away from December expiration. And I hope you guys in America or anywhere in the world that decided to celebrate, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. And I hope that your trading life is as bountiful as a horn of plenty. So anyway, let's go ahead and start off with the covered call like we normally do. This week I'm looking at a new arrival, or at least new to me, and that's Aurinia Pharmaceuticals, symbol AUPH. That's A as in apple, U as in uniform, P as in papa, H as in hotel. The stock ended the week trading for $7.94 per share, and I'm looking at buying that stock and then selling the December 9 call at $2.30 per option, hoping for a 42% return in 3 weeks. So this is highly unusual to see a stock trading for, you know, basically $8 that has a call option being offered, a call option with a bid of $2.30. The best scenario for us is if we sell this and this stock runs, that's fantastic because we're going to lock in a 42% return on your money. So you enter the trade by buying Aurinia stock for $7.94 per share and then selling the December 9 call at $2.30. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $9 per share, and the break-even price is $5.64, and that's because we're getting such a huge cushion and given the premium of this option. And what's interesting is the December 10 call was trading for, it has a $2.20 bid. I mean, it just goes up and up. So this may be one of those situations where There's some knowledge out there, maybe earnings or something's going on. I haven't dug in yet, but certainly when I see that much premium sitting out there, it's hard for me not to make a play for it. Even if it's not, you know, you don't have to bet the house. You can just, you know, use whatever amount of money you allocate for this strategy and put it on and see how it does, rather than saying, oh my God, 42% return. Let's go all in, pushing all your chips in the middle of the table. Let's not do that, because I want you guys to be able to trade again tomorrow and the next day. So that's it for the cover call. The credit spread for the week is going to be on Wynn Resorts, symbol W as in whiskey, Y as in Yankee, N as in November, N as in November. The stock ended the week trading for $120.85. And I'm looking at selling the December 123-124 call spread, collecting 32 cents per spread. And that obviously can yield a maximum possible loss of 68 cents per spread. So you enter this trade by selling the December 123 call at $2.66 and concurrently buying the December 124 call for $2.34. This, of course, is a credit spread because we are selling the spread. And this trade will make the most money if stock prices stay below $123 per share. The break-even price on the trade is $123.32. And let's go ahead and get into we'll go ahead and wrap up with our debit spread for the week. And for this week's debit spread, I'm looking at the Spider Gold Trust ETF, symbol GLD. G as in golf, L as in Lima, D as in Delta. The ETF finished the week trading for $137.86, and I'm looking at buying the December 138 put spread, paying 31 cents for that spread, and that can yield a maximum gain of 19 cents or 61.3% return in 3 weeks. You enter this trade by buying the December 138 put for $1.60. and selling concurrently the December 138 put at $1.29. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain below $138 per share. The break-even price on it is $138.19. So that's it. Thank you guys for joining me on episode 90. I'm just getting super excited as we approach episode 104. We'll have to have some sort of a sweepstakes, a giveaway or something, because I'm stoked about being almost 2 years into this. So thank you if you've been listening to me since the beginning. Thank you if you just found the show recently and started listening. I appreciate all of you. Thanks for listening. Share this with a friend, or if you hear someone that's interested in learning option trading, no better way or one of the good ways is to be able to hear an actual option trader, a professional, talk through his positions each week and discuss the rationale behind it. But I'm preaching to the choir because you guys are already here. So thanks so much. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. And as usual, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.